From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Listeners, welcome back to the English program from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, you know, I'm Steve, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes and you will be listening to more information about Indonesia. And of course, we have good songs, a bit in between every interesting information. By the way, today is a very nice day and we would like to begin with the news, so stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Batam to be the first forest city in Indonesia. Google grants $189,000 to boost media literacy in Indonesia. Now the news in details. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that Batam would become the first forest city in Indonesia. In her speech at the peak of the commemoration of the National Nature Conservation Day in Muka Kuning Tourism Park, Batam on Wednesday, said that China has implemented the concept of forest city and the city of Batam would be the first city to implement the concept. She also emphasized that this is in accordance with President Joko Widodo's instruction in conservation efforts that are in line with education. Actually, the President ordered me, every natural tourism park or conservation area near the city has really to be injected, given development interventions, because it becomes very useful, not only for conservation but also education for the community.
Bukan hanya untuk konservasi, tetapi yang paling penting adalah edukasi untuk masyarakat.
Minister Siti further explained that development with an environmental perspective must link between conservation of native habitats and conservation of external habitats to support other functions, such as social, economic aspects, welfare, and aesthetics. Therefore, the completeness of the elements for development with environmental dimensions, such as the availability of clean water, clean and healthy air, natural beauty and cleanliness are important aspects. She says Batam has these aspects and has the potential to become a forest city. The concept of forest city is sustainable city development. Google.org announced a grant worth $189,000 to the Indonesian Anti-Defamation Society, MAFINDO. Supported by the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics, this grant will be used to develop and launch a comprehensive media literacy program in a bid to help local communities in Indonesia recognize the widespread disinformation on the Internet. This grant will fund various workshops to be held in 16 cities in Indonesia. Through a short educational video, the Indonesian Anti-Defamation Society wants to provide an understanding of how hoaxes circulate in everyday life so that it can be understood by non-journalists, especially mothers and students today. We are cooperating with MAFINDO, Indonesian Anti-Defamation Society. There is a grant that Google.org provides for MAFINDO Friends. What MAFINDO Friends will do through this Indonesian Stop Hoaxes is that MAFINDO Friends will tour 16 cities conducting workshops, where the workshop itself wants to provide information to the community, especially mothers and students, how to identify easy hoaxes. Chairperson of the Indonesian Anti-Defamation Society Presidium, Septiaji Eko Nugroho, hopes that his side can make the process of learning media literacy more enjoyable and easier to understand. He added that this educational video could later be accessed by wider community and could be used to educate family members, neighbors, or even students at schools and college students at university. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla targets that an agreement on free trade cooperation negotiations between Indonesian countries and regions that have large markets will be reached by year-end. He considered that the free trade cooperation would encourage industries in Indonesia to increase productions and export to countries and destination regions. When he was a keynote speaker at the Bank Mandiri Market Outlook Seminar in Jakarta on Wednesday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that after reaching an agreement of free trade with Australia through the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnerships Agreement last March, there are still three negotiations that can be concluded immediately until the end of 2019. He also mentioned that there are further talks with several partner countries and regional countries, such as the General Preference System with United States of America, the Indonesian-European Union Free Trade Agreement, and Free Trade Agreement with South Korea, Japan, China, and Asia. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Ratno LP Marsudi said that President Joko Widodo is leaving for Malaysia today on Thursday. To the media in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Ratno said that there are a number of agendas to be carried out by President Joko Widodo along with Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad on Friday. Afterwards, President Joko Widodo will immediately leave for Singapore because the President Sultan of Brunei Darussalam and Prime Minister of Malaysia are invited by Prime Minister of Singapore for the commemoration of Singapore's National Day. Antaranus Agency reported that President Joko Widodo will immediately return to Indonesia on Friday evening. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Member of Commission 7 of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR, Ahmad M. Ali, stated that the Sulawesi Canal, which is currently being reviewed as a path for business and economic acceleration, as the impact of moving the country's capital from Jakarta to Kalimantan, will become the future of eastern part of Indonesia, particularly central Sulawesi. As quoted by Antara, Ahmad M. Ali confirmed in Palu, central Sulawesi on Wednesday, that Indonesia's future potential is in eastern part of Indonesia. The manufacturing sector's movement are growing in eastern Indonesia, particularly in Morowali, central Sulawesi, and Konawe, southeast Sulawesi, with the cold steel sector derived from stainless steel and lithium raw materials, and Banggai, central Sulawesi, with liquefied natural gas and its derivatives. Indonesia also needs to transformation of land, air, and sea transportation in one large infrastructure work package to accelerate the flow of logistics and cargo. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Ratno LP Marsudi said that the provincial trade agreement negotiation between Indonesia and Mozambique is going to be completed this year. This was affirmed by Minister Ratno Marsudi after accompanying President Joko Widodo during the presentation of the credentials of the extraordinary plenipotentiary ambassadors at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. As reported by Antaranus Agency, a total of 12 ambassadors have submitted credentials to President Joko Widodo. One of them is the Ambassador of the Republic of Mozambique, Belmiro Jose Malate. When discussing with President Joko Widodo, Ambassador Belmiro discussed the potential to enhance bilateral cooperation. The provincial trade agreement negotiation will be signed during the Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue, which will take place in Bali, August 20th to 21st. Senior Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia, Destri Damayanti, said that Bank Indonesia would implement a flexible monetary policy in the long run to attract direct investment that could accelerate economic growth. As quoted by Antaranus Agency after the oath of office as Senior Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia, Destri Damayanti explained in Jakarta on Wednesday that the stability of the domestic economy is maintained and she would support Bank Indonesia to continue to loosen the monetary policy both through the benchmark interest rate instrument and liquidity. She viewed that Bank Indonesia is necessary to maintain accommodative monetary and macroprudential policies. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, here is the commentary today entitled Boosting the Use of Renewable Energy. The recent total blackout in parts of Java, Bali, and Lampung affected heavily against households and industries. The loss reached billions of rupiahs, and state-owned power company PT PLN is ready to pay it. Dependence on one type of energy has been a threat against life sustainability. Energy from fossil fuel, both oil and coal, is little by little replaced with renewable and eco-friendly energy from nature and waste. About the renewable energy, Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry keeps pushing and promoting the use of eco-friendly energy from abundant natural resources in Indonesia. One of them is the solar power plant. Solar energy is far more useful considering Indonesia is located in tropical region with long and abundant of sun exposure. Related to the campaign, the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry cooperated with Jakarta Provincial Government to begin the installation of rooftop solar power plant, which predictably will finish in 2022. To ease the program, Jakarta Government has issued Gubernatorial Instruction No. 66-2019 on Jakarta Air Quality Control Acceleration. Besides, some of the provinces in the country also have used solar power plant, while the others are still processing it. Director General of Ministry of Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation, Francisco Severius Sutiastoto, said in Jakarta that the effort of Jakarta government will produce 1,000 to 2,000 megawatts of power. Even if all has been built, this will create market for 400 to 500 megawatts of solar panels. This number is above the ideal estimation of around 300 megawatts so that solar panel factory can be built in Indonesia economically. Apart from the maintenance and burden of electricity usage that is quite large in Indonesia, Indonesian government must provide space to find and use renewable energy given the growing economic and demography. Even though it is rather late compared to some countries in Southeast Asia, Indonesia must be able to provide environmentally friendly energy. The development of solar energy is quite expensive. However, cooperating with foreign stakeholders who have used the energy first is the right step to be taken by Indonesia to save costs. Hopefully, with the availability of alternative energy, the supply of electricity in the country can be fulfilled, and both sudden and partial blackouts can be avoided. And listener, that's the commentary today.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program, Today in History, starts from an event on August 8, 1945, when Soviet Union announced war against Japan. On August 8, 1945, leader of Soviet Union Joseph Stalin announced war against Japan. Previously, Soviet and Japan had signed non-aggressive agreement, but after the United States of America bombed Hiroshima, Japan was ready to surrender, and Soviet used the opportunity to seize some Japanese territories. The next event is that in 1967, ASEAN was established. On August 8, 1967, placed in Bangkok, Thailand, five representatives of Southeast Asian member countries, namely Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Adam Malik, Deputy of Prime Minister, concurrently Minister of Defense and Minister of National Development of Malaysia, Tun Abdul Razak, Foreign Affairs Minister of the Philippines, Narciso Ramos, Singaporean Foreign Affairs Minister, Rajaratnam, and Foreign Affairs Minister of Thailand, Thammat Koman, held a meeting and signed ASEAN or Bangkok Declaration. The declaration marked the establishment of Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN. Currently, ASEAN members are 10 countries. The last event is that 1990, Indonesia and China signed MOU on normalization of diplomatic relations. In history, the relations between Indonesia and China used to be frozen in October 1967 because China was believed behind the coup d'etat which was conducted by Indonesian Communist Party in 1965. The relations reached turning point by starting normalization of relationship on August 8, 1990, through signature of Memorandum of Understanding by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Ali Alatas and Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Qian Qian in Jakarta. With the normalization, Indonesia and China entered a new step in bilateral cooperation, which was marked by visiting each other of the government's officials and people of the two countries. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Terlalu lama diri ini terikat dalam bayanganmu. Terlalu lama jiwa ini resah.
Thank you very much for listeners who are still with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The next one will be an information from Indonesia in My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled, The Government Stops Giving New Management License in Primary and Peat Forest. The government has stopped giving new management license in primary forest area and peatlands through the presidential instruction on postponement of granting of new license and improving management of primary natural forests and peatlands. The presidential instruction signed by President Joko Widodo on Monday, August 5, is an update of Presidential Instruction No. 6/2017. This was announced by Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, after attending the commemoration of National Nature Conservation Day 2019 at Muka Kuning Tourism Park in Batam on Wednesday, August 7. Minister Siti Nurbaya explained that the policy was established after sustainable monitoring of the development and evaluation of the implementation of Presidential Instruction No. 10 of 2011 until Presidential Instruction No. 6 of 2017 concerning postponement of granting of new license and improvement of primary natural forest management and peatlands. The area of the postponement of the permit is described specially in the indicative postponement of the granting of new permit. The discussion of the Directorate General of Forestry and Environmental Planning of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry mentioned that the area of the indicative map of delays in granting new permits, PIP-PIB, is around 66 million hectares. New presidential instructions signed by the president include instructing Minister of Environment and Forestry, Minister of Home Affairs, Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning, Head of the National Land Agency, Minister of Agriculture and Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, the Head of Geospatial Information Agency, the Governor and Region Mayor, to no longer giving new management license in the PIP-PIB area. The presidential instruction also includes instructions to make improvements of business permit management policy, management of degraded land, and the use of carbon emissions. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. You are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Anyway, we have given you a lot of information about Indonesia, and here's one more, which will invite you to go to places across Indonesia to know more its culture or its tourism destinations in Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to Kubro Siswo Art Ritual of Dieng. The Dieng Culture Festival was held on August 2nd until 4th, 2019. In addition to having the main event, namely Jazz di Atas Awan or Jazz Above the Sky and Dreadlocks Shaving Ritual, the Dieng Culture Festival also performed various interesting agendas, among others Java Coffee Festival, Sky Lantern Festival, Cultural Workshop, Artistic Festival, and Art Performance of Dieng Cultures. Interestingly, in a serious Dieng Cultural Art Performance, there was also performed Kubro Siswo Art Ritual on August 3rd. In the art performance, dancers or audiences are often trance. Kubro Siswo Ritual is a magical dance which tells about the struggle of Kiai Kolodete when opening area in Dieng. There are some antagonistic characters such as Buto, Tiger, Bull as manifestation of Ghost of Dieng. The dance tells about how Kiai Kolodete's struggle succeeded to defeat the Ghost which occupied Dieng. Kubro Siswo art performance was actually came from Magelang, but the art then developed in accordance with culture in Dieng. When performing the art, the dancers are dressed up with various characters such as Buto or Giant, Bull, Lake, Leak, and Rangda. In the beginning, they dance accompanied by traditional gamelan and angklung. Then the enchantment of the performance began when the dancers are trance. Kubro Siswo performance men performed carelessly. The performance involves ritual to make the ghost coming and possess the dancers who are dancing. When being trance, they will act oddly. One of them is to roar like tiger. When the dancers being trance, they will be given offerings such as coconut water or flower water. After that, they will dance again following the rhythm of gamelan. In fact, the audiences can also be trance. After being trance, usually the dancers and the audiences be neutralized again. The neutralization process is conducted with various ways. Sometimes they ask to be sung one of Javanese songs accompanied by gamelan. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Listener, next one will be interesting information that is happening, or even, well, some other interesting information still about Indonesia in miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on Buleleng Festival 2019. Buleleng Festival 2019 is held starting on August 6 until 10. According to the Beauty of Development of Marketing the First of Tourism Ministry, Rizky Handayani, Buleleng Festival 2019 is very unique. It is colored with Balinese strong cultural atmosphere. The festival is friendly for everybody, including millennials, because of job fair. With the title Shining Buleleng, the cultural festival also performs 8 interesting events such as art, culture, expo, exhibition, culinary, entertainment, carnival, until job fair. Meanwhile, its location is spread at 5 points, namely Singa Ambara Raja Monument, Jalan Ngurah Rai, Jalan Veteran, Jalan Pahlawan, and Jalan Gunung Agung. Buleleng Festival 2019 is opened by independent show from Bali, Nostres Band, Starlight and Harmonia Band, to accompany Pratwata Nilayam Dance and Colossal Dance of Ayuning Bineka Sakti. On the second day, visitors can enjoy attraction dance of State Senior High School Wan Singaraja, Gong Kepiar, and then continued by Anji Stage Egg. Meanwhile, at Wan Chilan venue of cultural events, they are Kembang Kirang Drum and Angklung Kebiar and Semara Pegulingan Presentation. In the closing event on August 10, Anmes Kamaleng will sing. His show will be combined with Balinese traditional arts such as Legong Mandaragiri and Bondres, Celo Kontong Mas Dance. Buleleng Festival 2019 is more perfect with typical culinary exhibition because this region is well known with its dishes and authentic taste such as Blayak Buleleng, Jukut Undis, Sudang Lepet, Syobak Kelok, and Plecing Satay. Minister of Tourism, Arif Yahya appreciates the existence of Buleleng Festival 2019. According to the minister, combination of Balinese atmosphere, which is packaged presently, will be able to optimize for millennial market. This can boost tourist movement so that it gives positive impact on economy. This is recognized by Buleleng Region Putu Agus Suratnyana. He said that the tourist movement here can be said competitive in Buleleng. Region Agus also added, Buleleng Festival 2019 is the best destination for holidays. That was our segment for today, Miss Lenny. Thanks for listening.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu. Tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya. Dalam kehidupan semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Melewatinya dari sebuah senyuman dapat bawakan harapan semua impian. Dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman harapan impian dalam kehidupan. Semua yang tak berarti lukiskan dengan warnamu.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat tawakan harapan.
Listener, you have just listened to more information, also more songs coming from our country. And next one, we'll have an information too. So stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I present a song from Krisdayanti entitled Menghitung Hari. Krisdayanti, who is familiarly called Kade, won the international singing contest Asia Bagus in 1992. After that, in 1995, Kade released her first album titled Terserah, which was quite successful. After the success of the album Terserah, Kade or Krisdayanti released another album in 1998 titled Sayang. Kade also handling this album as a recording producer for the first time. One of the leading songs that became hits in this album is Menghitung Hari. This song was composed by Melly Goeslaw, a famous songwriter in Indonesia. The song Menghitung Hari tells the story of a woman who wants her love story ends if her beloved man unfaithful. Through this song, Kade became more successful female singer during the 1990s. Well, listener, here is the song Menghitung Hari by Krisdayanti. Enjoy the song.
Menghitung hari, detik demi detik, masaku nanti apakan ada? Jelang cerita, kisah yang panjang, menghitung hari. Padamkan saja kobar asmara, jika putih itu takkan ada. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan puitis. Pergi saja, kamu pergi, bilang saja pada semua, biar semua tahu adanya diriku kini sendiri. Saja kobar asmaramu, jika putih itu takkan ada. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan puitis. Pergi saja, cintamu
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Listener, it's been almost 60 minutes. We have been accompanying you with more information about Indonesia and also good songs in the English program. If you got something to say about the program, feel free to send it to our email voi@voanews.id, voi@voanews.id, and also our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Well then, I'm Steve is signing out. Thanks for listening and keep staying tuned because next we still got more information from Indonesia but in different language. So, well, stay tuned with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.